Oh, good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, July the 11th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo, and tonight we are talking everything around voter mobilization and the election itself. It's your right to vote. Are you ready? Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Live Talk or on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call in live at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. And, of course, we are streaming live on our three websites. And that's www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voandebele.com. Voter mobilization efforts are continuing across the country, with more young people expressing a desire to vote in the 2018 general elections. But the question of a candidate for president is still open for many youths. And that is mainly because of coalition negotiations among opposition parties. Some say they will only be able to pick a candidate for commander-in-chief when the coalition shapes up or fails. The entrance of former industry minister Nkosana Moyo into the presidential contest puts a new dimension to the race. Independent candidates, too, might change the trajectory of this election. Still, one thing that remains paramount, more important than the election itself, is for you to vote. It's your right as a Zimbabwean citizen. Lichona njani mthokazo omuhle ukudibana kuhlelo lwenu, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje ke siqhubeka sikhangela amalungiselelo okhetho. Siyazi inhlanganiso ezitshiyeneyo. Ngitsho laba amabandla ezombusazwe baphitshekile mpela, bayagijigijima endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe, bekhuthaza ikakhulu abasakhulayo ukuthi bavote kukhetho oluzayo. Sibonile ngeviki edluleyo ubaba uNkosana Moyo owake wakhokhela ugatsha lwamanda phansi kukahulumeni kamongameli Robert Mugabe. Memezela ukuba khona kwakhe ukuthi laye ufuna ukuncintisa kukhetho oluzayo edinga ke isikhundla sika mongameli welizwe. Sesibonile labanye abazimeleyo abasakhulayo kakhulu abafana loFazai Mahere, ekhuluma ukubana uzancintisa laye elilunga elizimeleyo kodwa edinga isikhundla sedale lephalamende. Lamhlanje sibone ubaba uTendai Biti okhokhela ibandla le-People's Democratic Party esethula abantu athi bazancintisa bemele ibandla lakhe kukhetho lokudinga amalunga edale lephalamende. Omunye wabo ngosakhulayo olwela amalungelo oluntu uLinda Masarira, sizabala yeke kuhlelo kusikhatshana esilandelayo. Vatereri kusangana kumuchirongwa cheyu, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya ya tinoanzo bata muchirongwa ichi, iyo inova nyaya ye kugazirira sarudzo dzegore rinouya. Tuzauti masangano ewe chidigi akasiyana siyana ari kumhanya mhanya chipata pata nakaemakonzo, ari kumhanya mhanya nyika yese achikurudzira vechidiki kuti vange vachinyoresa ndokuti vagone kuvota musarudzo dzinouya. Asi panyaya yekuti vechidiki vachavhoterani zvikuru sei pasarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika, vamwe vari kuti havasati vatora madecision nekuti pachine hurukuroka pakati pemapato akasiyana siyana anopikisa anoda kuumba mubatanidzwa iyo inonzi coalition nechirungu. Takaonawo svondo rapfuura vakambova minister veindustry vankosana Moyo vachitaura kuti vachange vachikwikwidzawo musarudzo idzi vachida chigaro chemutungamiri wenyika. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatokurukura nezvayo nhasi. Nhasizve taona mutungamiri webato rePeople's Democratic Party vaTendai Biti vachizivisa veruzhinji kuti bato ravo ratanga kusarudza vanhu vachange vachirimirira musarudzo dzinotevera. Umwe wacho ndiLinda Masarira, munomuziva mese, achange ari muchirongwa ichi nguva shoma inotevera. Joining me now is Tawanda Chimini, director of the organization Election Resource Center. Mr. Chimini, good evening and welcome on Studio 7. I'm sorry we have lost Mr. Chimini there, but we will reconnect with him shortly. On another line, we have Linda Masarira. As I said earlier, good evening, Linda, and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening. How are you? Thank you very much.
We are good, Linda. Let's dive straight into the matter. We have a bigger fish to fry here. We saw you being unveiled today, Linda, as one of the PDP's candidates for parliament next year. How do you feel about that? Why did you decide to throw yourself into the mix?
Why I decided to throw myself into the parliamentary campaign is I realized that the current crop of legislators that we've got are not serious about lawmaking, which is the first and most important role of a legislator. And you realize that over the years, activists and the rural populace of Zimbabwe have suffered from unjust laws and laws that are not in sync with the current constitution of Zimbabwe. So, after doing some introspection, I realized that as much as we have tried to fight on the ground as activists, when you see that you're not getting that much momentum from that side, you have to move a level higher to try and make sure that at least to advocate for the proper laws and be involved in lawmaking so that the people of Zimbabwe can enjoy a just country and a just society.
Aha, saka chinhu chakakosha sei Linda kuti vechidiki vanenge iwewe. Takaona 2 weeks ago Fazai Mahera achitaura kuti achanga achikwikwidza akazvimirira ega. Nhasi takuziva kuti Linda achakwikwidzawo semunhu wechidiki asi akamirira bato rePDP. Chinhu chakakosha sei kuti vechidiki vange vachikwikwidza musarudzo izi?
Chakakosha kuti vechidiki vavo vachikwikwidza musarudzo ndechekuti tisu tichine makore akawanda mukati mekurarama, uye tisu tine future yakabiwa. Tisu tinofanira kugadzirisa zvakakanganiswa nehurumende iripo izvozvi. Kuti tirambe tichisiya vamwe kuti vatigadzirire ramangwana yedu hazvichaita. Nguva yakasvika yanguvo inodawo njere itsva, manew ideas. Hatingawande tichingopedza nguo yabharuka isisaiti. Tinofanira kuita tichisandurawo, tinokwanisa nyika dzakatikomberedza South Africa. vakatora independence yavo kuvashure kwedu asi vakachinja vatungamiriri venyu sezvakawanda tikatomusava zvakare idzimwe nyika dzakaita sanozambia vanoramba vachisarudza vachishandurawo vane vesei vanenge vachitungamira naizvozvo mukati nyika yebva 98 tangotarisana nemurume mumwe chete murume mumwe chete atishungurudzwa naizvozvo chechipiki tisitanyanya kurwadziwa nekushungurudzwawo tisitati tisina kuvhobvira takasununguka nokuteenza nekuti pese patikati tionoka nabasa remaoko mari yacho hapana chaaitenga kana tivaiti nhasi wati wabatawo mari mari yacho haichesina chainotenga papera maawa vairi kana rimwe chete saka naizvozvo tisu takabirwa nehurumende ine zanupf and tisu tine kodzero yekuti tigadzirize zviri kutinyepa kuitira ramangwana revana vedu.
Please do stay on the line there. Linda Masarirangu. Linda Masarirangu lo omunye wabazancintisa kukhetho oluzayo kuzikhundla zamalunga edale lephalamende emele ibandla le-PDP ibandla elikhokelwa ngomnumzana Tendai Biti. And joining me again now is Tawanda Chimini, director of the Election Resource Center. Good evening, Mr. Chimini, and welcome.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us. We are honored. And let's dive straight into the mix, Mr. Chimini. We know young people have largely been very apathetic about elections in Zimbabwe previously. What are you seeing this time around? Is there any enthusiasm?
I think, like during the start of your program, it's a bit premature to state exactly where young people are and whether they will be able to participate. Premature in the sense that we have not seen the voter registration exercise commencing, which would be a clear indication in terms of the numbers that we'll see coming out of where young people stand with regards to elections. Saka ndinofunga tichiri hatata yatosvika panguva yekuti tingati mayouth akamira papi asi chatiri kuona ndechekuti there is a lot of potential for young people to take the front seat, in fact be in the driver's seat ahead of the next election. This is primarily because of the numbers that young people constitute, and this is also primarily because of technological advancements that have been made in the country. We have seen an expanded growth in use of technology in sharing information, and we know that the most active demography on social media using technology to communicate are young people. So there's a lot of potential that is there, but that potential needs to be tapped depending on which strategies are employed to harness that youth vote and direct it towards not only voting, but also influencing policies around how elections will occur, also in terms of them standing as candidates. And I understand you have some young people that you have on the program today who are taking up the call to take these leadership positions by standing as candidates. So there's a lot of potential that is out there, but what remains to be seen is how that potential is going to be harnessed, which is part of what the Election Resource Center is focusing on now as we have this countdown towards the 2018 election.
And let's talk statistics, Tawanda. How many, what's the percentage constituted by young people in the Zimbabwean population? And from the previous election, how many of them voted?
Well, I'll start by saying we have, based on the 2012 statistics, we have up to almost 65% of the population being the youth. We know that with our life expectancy rate, which is quite low, it may mean that this demography has actually increased since 2012. So that's one element that we may need to consider. Then secondly, when you look at the voting population in the past, again, it's getting to almost 60%, but I'll need to verify those figures. Based on the 2013 voters roll, which is a bit contested. So we just using those estimates alone, the youth vote in Zimbabwe has the potential to decide who wins as the councillor, who wins as a member of parliament, and also who wins as a presidential candidate. So it's really a significant vote, considering the energy that is there in that vote, considering their access to information. Once it's mobilized and harnessed enough, it holds a lot of potential. But I'll quickly come back to what we have seen in the most recent elections and by-elections in terms of participation. Because remember, the voters' roll only tells you how many eligible voters have actually submitted themselves through a registration process. It doesn't tell you how many of them actually come out to vote. So when you look at the statistics in terms of coming out to vote, sadly in Zimbabwe we do not have those specific statistics, because the election residue that you would ordinarily get in other countries that would tell you these figures has never been shared. And ZEC has never broken down the figures to actually say which demography is voting. But from what we've seen in the by-elections, the number of young people standing in queues to vote, maybe this is because the elections are not that contested. But what we have seen is that only the over 35 tend to be coming out to vote in the by-elections, which is a trend that clearly indicates some level of apathy. And explaining that apathy is a mammoth task. I know young people have tended to say that we do not participate because access to registration is restricted by demands for very stringent documentation to access registration. Others have said that they are not excited about the candidates themselves. Others have said that elections are not exciting enough, while others have also said that elections don't make a difference. But one challenge that we've been giving to young people over the years is that staying away has not helped the situation, has it? So it's no longer an option for young people to argue that they will not participate because of the stringent requirements that are there, or because there are limitations in terms of access to be candidates and access to actually go out and vote, and they are not excited about the candidates. Because at the end of the day, when young people do not go and vote, decisions are being made for them by the older generation that is coming out to vote. And sadly, the older generation that is coming out to vote does not prioritize the concerns of the youth, and they do not represent the interests of the youth. Mm-hmm. So that is something that the youth must be thinking about and must take cognizant of ahead of the 2018 elections. So their vote does count.
Uh-huh. Please do stay on the line. Mr. Chimini, umnumzana Tawanda Chimini, ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso ezimeleyo election resource center. Sithathe umlaleli lapha eMzantsi Afrika uSibusiso. Kunjani mnumzana? Kunjani eMzantsi?
Hayi, siyashisa
mhlawumbe. Mhm, sungenile kuhlelo ba.
Kanje namhlanje siphawula ngendaba ye...
Sikhuluma ngendaba yokubhalisa ukuvota amalungiselelo okhetho nje. Ulungiselele yini kungathiwa iZEC siphumelelanga uzimisele ukuyabhalisa?
Hayi, ngizimisele Dube, kodwa sinenkinga Dube. Ama-opposition party mina ngiwaboni manje bebekhala ukuthi udaba lwe-voters roll lalukalungiswa kahle, bangasiphumeli labo ukuthi ngale kwathiwa sekuhanjwe ngwayechina wathatha imishina yokuvotisa wona, kodwa athi akakufuni lokho, akakwazi ukuyi-challenja elokuze nephalamende yini zalo ukuthi uma kuyikuthi kwenziwa lokhu beyi-challenji istope yini okukwenza from ephalamende yini.
Yikuphi lokho ufuna benzeni kahle kahle emnumzana?
Uma kulezinto ezithathwa izano mhlawumbe kube isinqumo sabo, ngoba manje kuthiwa kukuza imishini yamachayina le ezolivotisa. Angithi kuthiwa ibuye echayina le mshini?
Yebo,
babengathi bayayisola ngithi.
Mhm.
Mabethu, benzani ke bona khona lapho? Yaqhubeka yeza nonkani noma bakwazi bona ukuyivala ukuthi ingezile umshini. Yikho ngibona ukuthi mina ama opposition party mina ngibona ngathi vele wona azigijimisele kwawo ukuthi kuphela angene esikhundleni awanawo amandla kakhulu namanje sizohamba siyovota kodwa still izani uma ingenza ukuthi irobe futhi njengayo 2008 phela lapha yawini i-MDC yeke lahoti kungene esihlalweni ngendaba zokuthi yawini bejike besazi thina asifuni into ze-violence asifuni into zokulwa kodwa nako abantu bayalo bayaganyulwa ngithi manje ikhona enye ividiyo elingithumelele yona lo abathi uganyuliwe ngapha uma uphuma ngo-Harare Road
hayi siya
umsindo thina kasiwufuni ulimala abantu bohlangothi oluyi-1 kodwa kolunye abalimali
hayi siyabonga mnumzana Sibusiso sesizwile kahle sithatha abanye abalaleli baba siyabonga
All right,
ngunkomo kodwa kulandaba uDube Ibrahim si timbotora mwe mtereri izwe kare kuBotswana va Moses makadi va Moses
vo makadi ngunkomo
aiwa tiri bo kurise uBotswana
kuBotswana kwakanaka
tipei pfungwa dzenyu mapi namuchirongwa
inini pfungwa dzangu ndoda kungotaura zvangu nezvevave chidiki vari kumhanyidzana kuda kuvhota zvikuru mumaguta ndomwe ndoda kuti nditaure nawo ndakanga ndiri kumusha mazuva maviri apfuura kune imwe michini iri kuiswa muzvikoro ichinzi hanzi varayiridzi vanofanirwa kuti vaonekwe pavananga vachioshanda kuti vari kushanda sei
maCCTV
ehe zvino zvinhu izvozvo ndakaona vanhu vari kuzviisa havasi kuzviisira kuti vaone maticha kuti vananga vachiita sei varayiridzi vari kuzviisira kuda kuzotyisidzira vanhu pakuvhota kuti maticha aionekwa achishanda basa ravo muzvikoro saka imi muchazenge muchivhoterawo muzvikoro imomo munhu anenge avhotera bato rimwe rinopikisa anenge achionekwa inzira yekuda kutyisidzira vanhu bedzi saka ndoda kuvayambira kuti vasatyisidzirwa nenzira iyoyo
haiwa tinotenda vaMoses
nekuti shoko iroro richazotaurika nekufamba kwenguva kuti anenge angovhotere patisingadi tinenge tichimuona mumaTV edu samaonero etaite maticha aya ndomaonekerwa munenge muchiita
aiwa panzuka ipapo tinotenda mukoma wangu ndidzoke kwamuri vachimhini muri kunzwa muterera ari kutaura pane nyaya yemaCCTV zvinhu zvamuri kusanganawo nazvo here sesangano masentiments akadai vanhu vachiigunun'una
zvatiri kusangana nazvo ndezvekuti kutorinika kuvhundusirwa kari kutanga kuitwa katakanzwa and tatanga kutoudza vezvezimbabwe human rights commission nevezimbabwe electoral commission kuti nyaya iyo ngaigadzi kune vari kufamba vachigundusira vanhu zvechokwadi vachiti nekuti kunyoreswa kuti muzovhota titange taakutora mapikicha nezvigunwe zvenyu kuti tigadzire vhota so zvinenge zvava kuita nyore kuti zvinge vanhu vachinge vachizoziva kuti vanhu vanenge vavhotera papi izvi ndoda kutaura kuti inhema dziri kutaurwa sezvataura muteereri wenyu zvinhu zvatinoona zvichiwanzoitwa nekuti pane vamwe vanenge vachida kubvundutsira vamwe kuti vatavhote vakasununguka nyaya yemaCCTV aya kana achinge ari kuiswa tatitange tichitarisisa panyaya dzekuti mapolling station kana maregistration centers achaiswa echekuti secrecy yeballot inenge iripo here saka rumu ichashandiswa sepolling station kana muri muclassroom tichange tichitarisawo zvakare kuti hamuna zvakaiswa imomo here nobatsira kuzobvundutsira kana kuchichidzira vanhu kuti vasabvote vakasununguka saka ndo chimwe chinhu chatinenge tichitarisa tikamaona macameras arimo imomo maCCTV ari kurehwa imomo tichataura nezimbabwe electoral commission tichivakumbira kuti ngazvipiswe chandingada kutaura kukurudzira kune ruzhinji rwezimbabwe ndechekuti sarudzo dzakanaka hadzigadzirisike dzega dzinogadzirisika kana isu vagari vemuzimbabwe tikatanga kuva nehanya nenyaya dzesarudzo dzedu kwete kungoita hanya chete panyaya dzekuti handei tinonyoresa tigonovhota nekuti hazvikwani tinofanira kunge tichitarisa kuti mitemo yacho yesarudzo yakamira sei toona kuti tingabatsirana sei kuti igadzirike first and foremost tikangomirira chete kuti ngatinyoresei kuzovhota tigozonovhota voti yedu haishandi nekuti vhoti iyoyo inoshanda zvichienderana nenyaya dzekuti mitemo yacho yakamira sei yevote zvichienderana zvakare nenyaya yekuti nharaunda kuri kuitwa sarudzo kwacho kwakamira sei, kune runyararo here, kune mikana here kuti vanhu vange vachitaura kana vachibuda pachena vachiratidzira zvavanoda zvinozobuda muvhoti imomo. Saka kurudziro especially kune vechidiki ndeyekuti let's not just wait to register to vote, let's go beyond that, because that is the space that we've been confined to as young people over the years, where we've been used as instruments. Now if we agree to be used as just voters, this election will never work for us. This election will work for us if we begin to work for it. Let's call for reforms. Let's demand for reforms. And if the pressure is mounting based on a critical mass that is created, that pressure will yield results. We've seen ZEC concede on several things. We've seen the state concede on several things that we've been putting pressure on. Let's mount that pressure as an organized group. Let's organize ourselves beyond simply saying, let's just go and register to vote, because it is no longer adequate given the challenges we experience with our election.
Uh-huh. And how does the Nkosana factor affect this election? I'll be coming back to you, Mr. Jimini, for that question. But as kubekele pambili ngohlelo lapha ngithathe umnumzana Zenzo Inyoni ngosakhulayo olwela amalungelo oluntu. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Nyoni.
Ngiyabonga baba Nkomori, njani baba?
Hayi, siyabonga. Kunjani ku?
Hayi, tinasikuhle.
Yeah, ayaqhubeka amalungiselelo okhetho lapha lancane. IZEC ingakatsho ukuthi izaqala nini ukubhalisa abantu, umongameli engakatsho la ukuthi ukhetho luza kwenziwa nini. Kodwa imkhankaso siqalile bakhona uNkosana Moyo, uTsangirai, uMaye Mjuru, uBiti la wethu lamalunga edale lakhe lamhlanje. Isikhangela uNkosana Moyo ngokwakhe, ubona esiba lomthelela bani kulolu khetho? Ucingo lwakho Nyoni luyaquma, lulamabhampa. Ungacheta kancane lapho khona, mhlawumbe singaxhuma nawe. Inyoni akase siqoma ucingo baba, siza kufonela back kusikhatshana nje esilandelayo, kumzuzwana elandelayo. Ngomnumzana Zenzo Nyoni ke lo, basizwanani kuhle ecingweni, kodwa siza mbamba gathezi mphenduke kumnumzana Chimini. Mr. Chimini, I'd asked you a question. How does the Nkosana factor affect this the trajectory of this election?
And two things come to mind when you mention the issue of some of the aspiring candidates that have come on board. We are a multi-party democracy, so it's expected that every one of us who is eligible to vote and who is eligible to stand as a candidate will actually consider themselves. I think that's one of the things that was fought for in terms of the liberation struggle. So I will not speak specifically about the candidates that have put their names in their heads to stand as candidates. But I will say what to me must be their strategic focus going forward. I think there must be a realization by these candidates that, number one, first and foremost, in terms of mobilization, the rural population in Zimbabwe constitutes about 60% of the vote. And voter turnout in the rural population, in the rural areas of Zimbabwe, is between 65 and 85%. In fact, for by-elections, it could be higher. But if you look at the urban population, this is the population that is largely accessible via new technology in terms of communication. This is a community that has access to varying levels of information from various quarters. So in the urban constituencies, in the urban spaces of our country, you have almost 40% of our voters residing there. But of that 40%, you have between 28 and 33% actually coming out to vote. Now, if you are a candidate, your major priority must be effective mobilization, especially in the spaces where you have access to communities. So it's good to have multiple candidates saying they would want to vie for office, but without them having effective strategies that respond to the apathy, particularly in urban areas, there may be difficulties in terms of actually making a difference in terms of the election. Then secondly, like I've said, in terms of youth participation, having sound policies and making good promises in the constituencies and spaces that a candidate would want to stand in is good. But that approach must be supported by an effective strategy to improve the manner in which our elections are contested. The level playing field for these elections is not level at all.
Mm-hmm.
The law is not fully aligned with the constitution. That's number one. Number two, there are a lot of gaps in terms of the administrative framework. So any candidate willing to stand a good chance to contest in this election must prioritize the question of electoral reform. Simply going out to campaign when the playing field is not level at all may be inconsequential. I'm not saying it is, but I'm saying it may be inconsequential. So whoever is vying for public office and whoever has got an interest in Zimbabwe and freely expressing themselves, and whoever is saying they represent the majority of Zimbabweans, I think their priority must be to ensure that every Zimbabwean has a fair chance of casting a vote in a free manner, in a credible manner, in a fair manner.
So
regardless of which candidate is actually coming out there, I think those are the two priorities that they must focus on. Effective urban mobilization and effective strategies to get into the rural communities where voter turnout is traditionally higher. Number two, the question of electoral reform, ensuring that there is freedom of expression that is associated with the vote, ensuring that the voter can go out there and freely express themselves, ensuring that ZEC is held accountable in the administration of elections, ensuring that the laws for elections are fully aligned with the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
These are key priorities, because these are the building blocks to actually winning an election.
Uh-huh.
So
thank you, Dave.
This candidate has come onto the table, and the Zimbabwean electorate at the end of the day will decide. And I cannot speak on their behalf, and like I said, it's a bit premature. But of urgent priority to the Zimbabwean voter is to be excited enough to be interested in this election. And number two, to be convinced that this election is an election that will make a difference, because the conditions are conducive for an election that makes a difference.
Mr. Chimini, please hold your horses there. I'll come back to you shortly. Mr. Chimini talked about statistics. Ukhulumeke ngokuthi abantu abalelungelo lokuvota abahlala emaphandleni versus abantu abahlala emadolobheni. I-census ukubalwa kwabantu okwenzakala ngo 2012 kwavezake ukubana i-population abantu abaseZimbabwe, inani labantu abaseZimbabwe yi-13 million. Kuzokuthi ke abantu abahlala emadolobheni kuma urban areas bayi-4.2 million, abantu which is a 33%. Abantu abahlala emaphandleni yi-8.7 million, which is 67%. Okusukeke kuye kupoint ka Chimini eyokuthi emakhaya kulapho kulesiqoqoqela sendaba ikakhulu kwabamabandla aphikisayo nxa befuna ukunqoba kukhetho. Kuqakathekile ukuthi bahambeke emaphandleni bayekhankasa beqinile. Ndirikutaura inini ne-statistics kuti parizvino census yakaitwa kuverenga kwevanhu kwakaitwa muna 2012 kwakaburisa kuti tine population ye 13 million uyezve vagari vemumadhorobha vanokwana ivo 4.2 million, which is 33% of the population. Asi vanhu vakawanda, population yakawanda 67%, which is 8.7 million vanhu vacho vanogara kumareserva kumaruva. Saka vachi mini vari kutaura kuti vari kukwikwidza vacho zvakakosha kuti vange vachitambira kumareserva vachikurukura nevanhu, nekuti ndiko kune vavoti vakawanda ikoko. Linda, you are back on the line. Mr. Chimini was saying that it's important to those who are contesting to have clear strategies to mobilize and agitate for electoral reforms. What say you?
My brother told me what he's saying is very right. We have to agitate for electoral reforms, and I think that is what we're doing. But we also have to keep in mind that ZANU-PF is on record saying that they will not reform themselves out of power. So we actually don't have any guarantee that even if we are successful in getting these electoral reforms, ZANU-PF will adhere to them. Last week I was at an international conference, and Mangwana as well said that, well, how do you expect us to effect laws that will get us out of power? As is the reality on the ground. Yes, we will play our role. We will try to make them, since they've got two-thirds majority in parliament, to make sure that at least we will have the electoral reforms. But chances are very slim. But Jakadaro, it doesn't mean that we have to stop advocating for a better Zimbabwe because ZANU-PF wants to play hardball. So we have to be prepared for anything, because that is the sad reality of Zimbabwe right now. There is no rule of law, and ZANU-PF will do whatever it wants because it has the majority in parliament. We can push, we can agitate, we can advocate, but chances are very slim that we will have these electoral reforms that we need right now, because ZANU-PF doesn't want to get out of power, and it will do anything to maintain its hold on power. So our only hope is to mobilize, mass mobilization, because over the years, I think we've been having about 3 million people voting, and about 5 to 6 million people don't vote. So we have to ensure that all these people are registered to vote, and most likely, opposition can win the election. Because for us to keep on playing with these anti-electoral reforms, when we know that ZANU-PF doesn't want to have the Queen's appetite and we're not to have a pig and all that. So we have to keep our options open, especially mass mobilization, and ensure that every young person, everyone, Kumusha, Kutown, Kukrazi, wherever, they are registering to vote. And I think through this message right now, they're registered to vote to ensure that you can come your life. I think that's the only message that we're supposed to be singing right now.
By the way, Linda, which constituency will you be representing?
Harare Central.
Harare Central. Please do stay on the line there. Linda, Ulinda Gemasarira, uza nitisa kuketo oluzayo edinga constituency ye Harare Central. Kutale le parlamente. Sengilaye ke umnumzana Zenzo Nyoni. Sike sabalaye ucingo lwakhe belungazwakali kuhle. Ngilethemba sizazwanana kuhle okwamanje. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo njalo Nyoni.
Ngiyabonga Nkomo, linjani ba?
Hayi, ngiyaphila sicacile ifoni yakho. Bengisathi mina ukungena kuka baba uNkosana Moyo kulolu khetho lebandla lakhe ele Alliance for the People's Agenda, ubona kusiba lomthelela bani? Sikhangela njalo abanye abama abangena bezimele abafana labo Fazai Maire. Lamhlanje sibone ubaba uBiti la owePDP esethula amalunga akhe azancintisa kusikhundla sedale leParliament afana loLinda Masarira esilaye ecingweni lapha.
Okay. Ngiyabonga baba Nkomo ngalawo mazwi. So far ngizafuna ukuthi ngithi kancane ngobaba uNkosana Moyo. So far so good. Angisoli lutho ngokuziveza kwakhe laye ngokuphitheka ukuthi mhlawumbe ebe lingxenye elizama ukukhulula isizwe seZimbabwe. Kodwa ngokunjalo mphinde ngingasuthiseki ngamazwi akhe okwakhuluma nje emalangeni adlulileyo, ekhangele esithi yena ubona umnankagwa esiba inkokheli engcono kulomgabe. To me it doesn't sound well ngoba angiboni ukuthi umnankagwa ohlukene ngathi lomgabe after all these years esebenza lomgabe esehluleka ukuthi amtshengise indlela okumele akuse ngayo ilizwe ngoba nxa sikhangela manje kuyafana nomjuru manje noma ngimkhangele mina ngesingami umjuru ungomunye nje umuntu esingathi is power hungry ngoba has been in ZANU-PF has got the ideology of ZANU-PF ukhuliswe ZANU-PF politically same like umjuru. So what changes are they going to bring and what changes are they going to offer ama citizen e Zimbabwe? Unkosana Moyo nxa kade elibeka lelo gama lokuthi umnankagwa might be a better leader. I think to me uyangethusa njengenkokheli eye opposition ukuthi how can he comment a good way ngomnankagwa in esazi umnankagwa ukuthi ukhuliswe izano ulenkaba yezano PF wathwasa uzano PF and then what changes ezingayenziwa ngumnankagwa eZimbabwe yena evele namanje engumsekeli kamongameli weZimbabwe ongaluletha utshintsho yiluphi. To me uNkosana Moyo sounds like a zano PF win summer. Ngibese sithi ngolinda Masarira lomayere ngithi thumbs up my comrades army. That's a good idea for young people to come forward to claim a political space and political mileage. Thumbs up for them. As I speak in Komo, my organization has formed a political party. I think I never told you this. So we, as Federal Democrats of Zimbabwe, as young Democrats, Federal of Zimbabwe, lati siyangena eKhethweni. We are contesting. We are challenging. We want to claim a political space as young people. I'm really behind every young people who are contesting next year. Come rain, come thunder, we want to put a maximum effort and we will support each other as well.
Itwani, litwani bandla lenu, Nyon?
It's a Federal Democrat of Zimbabwe. Libandla kakhulu, we want to capacitate women and youth. Why? We don't want a situation whereby next year to see our mothers dancing for Zambians. Behlabela bechaya ompululu, behlabelela ama leaders asediniwe, angasela vision, abangasela ndlela yokuthi bengasungula njani ilizwe. Because these current leaders in Komo, to tell you the truth, Kabasela vision, they have lost a direction. But I don't want to promote a hate speech, but I would like to put this clearly. Let's talk of Tsvangirai, let's talk of Mugabe. Utsvangirai ungambuza ukuthi kanti umgabe wenzani, ukuthi umgabe sekuleli lizwe igithesha has been there for past 37 years to 38 years. But at the same time, ubuza umgabe, kanti umgabe, what's the problem? We'll tell you ukuthi Tsvangirai is...
I'm sorry, solo qumile njalo ucingo lukanyoni. Sibungasenani sizazama ukuxhumana laye futhi sithathe umlaleli kwele Namibia umnumzana Alexandra Mate. Kunjani mnumzana Mate?
Sikhona linjani Ntunga?
Hayi siyaphila, unjani Namibia ba?
Hayi kukahle ngomusa wenkosi.
Ungapi kwakhona?
Ngise Windhoek.
Oh, Windhoek.
Yes.
Kuthi kanje isikhathi somqando ngiyazi Namibia kuli kuyinkangala etshisayo. Unjani umkhathi?
Ya, iWindhoek iyagodola but kwezinye indawo mbonani kungaba ngcono but hayi iWindhoek iyagodola okunye okumangalisayo.
Inkinga yenkangala ma kugodola kuyabanda mpela ma kutshisa kuyatshisa mpela.
Yikho sibili.
Hayi sungenile kuhlelo mathu izwile indaba.
Ye indaba ikhuluma ngama leaders and the campaigns and uNkosana Moyo yikwanjo.
Yebo baba.
Right, mina ngidlela embona ngayo. I think Zimbabwe is a bit complicated and it has to be taken from such an angle. Because you see, ZANU-PF has got good policies. The MDC has got good policies. ZANU-PF is the one which orchestrated the blueprint yabo empowerment, which as a plan on the ground is a good plan. The MDC also came into power. It was a foiled government of national unity. Morgan Tsvangirai was given space. He will have his own reasons on why he could not perform. And you hear there is this ZAPU leader, Dumiso Dabengwa. Udabengwa ukhuluma ngokuthi kudingakala ama-records eGugurahundi. Why would Zimbabweans resuscitate the Gugurahundi issue other than looking at policies that will bring development to the country? If those wounds bleed, then what do we do? Has the MDC not blundered? Didn't some of the MPs get involved in the Constituency Development Fund? Are some of them not practicing corruption? You see, ZANU-PF, on the other side, it's a party which is made up of individuals. And every individual has his own aspect of behavior. Be it politically, it also meets that person. So I think Zimbabweans should look at this with a wide mind, as we have said before. Let us unite. Let us be one. Let us love one another. Let us bear our differences aside. And let us look up to such a leader. That's the kind of leader which we need now. We need to keep the country moving. We need homegrown solutions. We need the diaspora. We need the international community. But we've got our own way of life, which is not Namibian, which is not South African. You see now.
So, ulungiselele mathi ukuthi mzukwana welanga la uhamba ebhalisa.
Ukuthi
ebhalisa lawe izeki ngathi siqalisele uhlelo lokubhalisa abantu.
Thina sakhuluma sathi thina sikhangelele ukuthi uma kusenza ukhetho thina abe diaspora sibe part of the program. We even stated sakhuluma njalo sathi uma kuzaba lokhetho uhulumende ozangena sifuna ukubana laye asikhangele. Ngoba ungakukhangelisisa uzathola ukuthi i-diaspora remittance, imali elethwa ngabantu abe-diaspora, they are bringing something to the economy. They are fueling the economy in Zimbabwe. They are running the economy. So I think if the diaspora cannot participate, then we should reach a compromise. Ukuthi kungcono sibe lo muntu oyabe esimela thina kuparlamente. Into engiyibonayo. Yes.
Aha.
But yes.
Are we paid, Matt?
Okay.
Yeah, are we paid ngamafitshane ba?
Okay, so ngamafitshane mina ngithi we're trying to engage ZANU-PF. We're trying to engage MDC. Ukuthi mayikhangele ikhangele abantu be diaspora ukubana laba contributor to the economy. Asifuni budlwangudlwangu, asifuni bulwa, sifuna ukubana nxa sikhulumela ngasikhulumelane in peace. And sibe kwazi ukuthi ilungele lomuntu yiliphi, because i-electoral act yakhuluma ithi every citizen has the right to vote. It even says, irregardless of his economic situation or his social situation. So economically, the diasporans may be forced to move. This is no one's blame, maybe. And socially, they are also dissociated from their families. So then that cannot be room for them to be excluded from the election and the post 2018 government, which will be ushered in.
Uh-huh.
I think it's clear to everyone. Yes. So even the Zimbabweans should support that motive, because they should also understand that the people in the diaspora They also want to see development in summer financing programs, indirectly, one way or the other. Even the Minister of Finance, Patrick Chinamas, he knows about that. So they do understand the situation. Maybe there is need for assistance on how do we reach a compromise.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, uyibeka kuhle, Mnumzana Mathe. Siyabonga ukungena kuhle.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Aha, Timbotora, mumwe mtereri zvekare, vastay in Zure ku South Africa. Makadi vaZure.
Makadi zvenyu.
Hayi, watiripo. Kuri sei kuJoni?
Ya, kuJoni kuri nani.
Aha, mazwa nyaya iri mugango tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Makagadzira here kunonyorisa?
Takagadzira but tiri kutarisirawo kuti dai zvaigoneka tagona kuti tifotere tiri kunoku since constitution yenyika inotaura kuti every Zimbabwean ane right yekuvhota saka tinofanira kunge tiri kunoku hapana kuspecifywaka kuti hanzi vari kusouth africa vhota kana kuti vari diaspora havazovhota kana kuti ari kuzimbabwe ndo pakanzi every citizen must vote and it saka tichangoenda kumba kana varamba hapana zvekuzviita tinongoenda kumba.
Aiwa, tinotenda vaZure asi vamugave kana vakaterera vachamutaura kuti zviroto zviroto ngazviperere mudzimba dzenyu anoda kuvhota ngauye kuZimbabwe. Government the government has made it very clear kuti hapana diaspora vote.
Hapana zvazviite bozi tinongoenda kumusha tonovhota hapana zvatingazviite nokuti kana vakadaroka ivo nyaya yediaspora vhotika kwavari chaivo chaivo kwavari ivo ana Mugabeka vanoziva kuti vakangoti diaspora vhoti vatodyiwa saka havazofa vakazoita zvinhu zvinova vabve mupawa ndo zvinonetsera ZANPF saka izvi vari kutozviitira vachitoziva kuti mai wee takangodaro chete taparara saka isusu tichangoenda kumba kunovhota vanenge vakwanisawo vanongoenda hapana zvokuzviita nokuti havazofa vakabvuma izvozvo tinotozviziva havafi vakabvuma havafi vakabvuma zvinhu zvinoita kuti ivo vabude mupawa saka hapana zvokuzviita tichangoenda kumba tonongovhota vanenge vatadzawo vatadza but it's unfair.
Aha, mhuri yenyu yese iri kuSouth Africa ikoko kana kuti vamwe vari kuZimbabwe?
Tese tiri kunoko.
Saka mhuri yese yakagadzirira?
Ya, mhuri yese yakagadzirira. Takangomirira madhetsi chete kuti vatotiudza kuti registration yatanga takutoendawo kunoregister bhozi yei.
Aha, hamuna vana here vari kuita 18 years gore rino?
Handina ndevese vana vangu vati havachiri. Hapana kana wana taakunovhota.
Aha, aiwa tinotenda vaZure nekupinda muchirongwa.
Zvakanaka.
Mnumzana Zure kelo ekhuluma seSouth Africa ukhuluma ngokuthi isizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe kumele zivunyelwe ukuvota zikulawo mazwe njengokwenziwa ngamanye amazwe oSouth Africa, oBotswana, oUSA, oBritain. Kodwa ke urhulumente weZimbabwe sekubeke sobala ukuthi hayibo ofuna ukuvota kaphenduke ekhaya kasoze avumele yiloba ngubani ophandle kwelizwe laba esithi ngabakudiaspora ukuthi bavote. Ngibale incwajana lapha iWhatsApp evela kuMzobanzi Ncube khonapha eVirginia. UMzobanzi ngumlaleli omkhulu mpela weStudio 7 njalo ngwebandla leMDCT uphendula ke I think uphendula umnumzana Mathe ofone kwele Namibia ekhuluma ngokuthi kumele sibambane. Uthi ke umnumzana Ncube lapha uthi there shall be no unity and peace until the Gugurawundi issue is acknowledged with a reconciliation committee. Then Zimbabweans can then move on together with the 20,000 plus Gugurawundi orphans in Matabeleland. Siyazi sonke ukuba nawo udaba lweGugurawundi ludaba oluhluphayo mpela. Uhulumende kafuna ukuzwa kukhulunywa ngalo. Kodwa lalo udaba lolu lustaphone kakhulu bafa abantu abaningi luyala ukugqibeleka nje akuruma matambo ati haivo kasi soze isi pongu kichelwa nje mahlayana utabalolo kumele lo kulu nye ngalo sepe ndugilege umnumzana zenzo nyoni utungu lwake belu kumile. Those are just joining in. This is Studio 7, msakazo abantu nevenyiro yeru njiji. Si kulumage la mstanje nga malu ngselelo oketo. And iskati sasa mbile mpela, we have 5 minutes before the top of the hour. That's 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Usisalelwe, imzuzwa na nje. Nikuwa mgele njalo, etingweni mnemzana nyoni.
Ngiyabonga Nkomo baba.
Yeah, ubusa khuluma wena ukuthi selisungule ibandla elithi Federal Democrats of Zimbabwe liphakamisa ikakhulu abasakhulayo la besifazana lizancintisa ukukhetho oluzayo. Bakhona bathi amabandla semanengi kakhulu iwo azadabula ke ivote amavotes enze ibandla lezana uPF mhlawumbe linqobe. Ungathini ngalokho?
Lokho limqotho lelo ibala babonkomo kodwa injongo yakho konke lokho kuyikuthi kuba nesing lokuthi akula sivumelwano phakathi na kweleadership nabasakhulayo and then labe simama ngoba the current leadership njengoba decision sithi ungakhangela ileadership kababa uThwangirai now is 18 years ebu leadership we haven't seen any change. Singakhangela i-leadership kaMgabe is 37 years. We haven't seen any change. And there is no chance of women and youth to be in political leadership on decision-making processes. And singakhangela the current constitution in Zimbabwe doesn't talk much about youth. We also need to claim that a quota system in parliament is young people, but we don't have that chance and that opportunity. Better off of abasimama balayo that quota system. So far, it raises ama April for the youth. And now, sebebona ama youth to know, we only use as political instrument to uplift the current leadership who are also tired and confused and lost a direction. That's why ama vanda esibamane. But by so doing that, we understand that concept of what is nigga is an PF in mileage, you would win uketo loser. But there's still a way that we are trying to engage each other, a way to engage other political parties to work together as AMA parties to have one vote and one say.
Thank you, Dave. Nimzana Nyoni. And we had asked our listeners on Facebook to respond to the following question. And the question is, if elections were held today in Zimbabwe, who would you vote for among the following? Number one, Dr. Nkosana Moyo. Number two, Robert Mugabe. Number three, Morgan Tsvangirai. Number four, Joyce Mujuru. And randomly, here are some of the responses. Simbarashe Makuyana says, Tsvangison is the man, but apa zikataza apa sabora kunachamisa either ataza or kuwina. Then you have what is Simba Morgan Tsvangirai Chingwa Chevana Anzina Charles Warara, none of the above. This is just a waste of votes. I think I saw somewhere Manda Mkwananzi Utiena Nkosana number one, Mugabe has 37 years of poor management. Makore Charles Tsvangison mu office Moyo, where was he all along? And esindebeleni lapha kulo khumbulani Moyo uthi yena lubandlululo lolu, why umqondisi Moyo engekho lapha? Umqondisi Moyo nguphi lo? Kuthiwa ngowe Mthwakazi Republic Party. That does it for us tonight, Zimbabwe. And a big thank you to our guests, Tawanda Chimini, Director of Election Resource Center, Zenzo Nyoni of the Party Federal Democrats of Zimbabwe, Linda Masarira, a candidate for Harare Center, representing the PDP. Good night, Zimbabwe. Let's make a date on Tuesday next week. My name is Ntungameli Nkomo. Good night once again.